In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for Kai Rizdal. It's Monday, September 5th. Good to have you along. Some labor news this Labor Day to start us off. In California today, Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signed the FAST Act, which sets up a wage council for fast food restaurants. What's new about this council is that it will have an equal split between those representing fast food companies and fast food workers, plus two government officials. The 10-member council will set wages and working conditions for more than 500,000 workers in the state. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
The idea of setting wages for an entire industry is rare in the U.S., but it's not exactly a new idea, says Kate Andreas, a professor at Columbia Law School.
All other industrial democracies have some system of either industrial bargaining or industrial standard setting. We are really an outlier.
Unionizing fast food workers the traditional way has been difficult in the U.S. Workers are spread over many small franchises, have high turnover, and face steep opposition from big corporations. So Ruth Milkman, a labor sociologist at CUNY, says the labor movement has changed its approach.
Instead of unionization, the vehicle is legislation.
Fast food employers are, unsurprisingly, not big fans.
You increase labor costs, by definition, that has to get passed through to consumers.
Economist Chris Thornburg of the UC Riverside Center for Economic Forecasting and Development modeled how wage increases could affect consumer prices for the International Franchise Association. He found wage increases of 20% could add about $100 a year to food costs for the lowest income households.
You've got one group is going to benefit and the other group is going to be hurt.
The bill will cap wages at $22 an hour next year, about 40% above the minimum wage. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.